This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Around 1,000 people took to the streets in downtown Akron over the weekend to protest the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The organizer of Saturday's peaceful protest was Ryan Stull, a 30-year-old father of two from Akron. He said the protest he planned was over well before incidents of property damage and clashes with Akron police. And he tells WKSU the protest was meant to inspire justice reform and changes for how police are vetted and trained.
I think this is a very long path, and I think there's multiple ways to get there. But I think an easy starting point would be to hold every single officer accountable for their actions. Just like they would expect from the civilians, see something, say something. Officers should be held to the same standard. I think also universalizing police training across the board, not even just in states, but across the nation, would be a huge improvement. That way, not one academy requires less time than another, just like you would a doctor. You know, if you're going to school to become a doctor, you have to take so much schooling in order to learn how to save lives. It should be the same to protect lives. People are maybe not receiving all the information needed in order to carry out their duties properly. I think that even just coming up with some narrative in terms of how do we see this change gets us to more narrative from other people who are more experienced at something like this, or even just other people with different ideas on how to do this.
At the protest on Saturday, various public officials were there, from council members to Akron Mayor Dan Horrigan. What have you heard from officials at the top?
I spoke to the mayor briefly at the protest, and he did mention that he would like to talk again at a later date. In terms of government officials, I haven't actually had a discussion with any yet. I would love to. I think that I have a solution, at least a start of a solution. I think while they spoke, I think what they said was good. I think the problem is the people don't see what they're saying. So they're saying they're trying these things and that they're working towards this, but the people aren't seeing that. And I think that's the problem, is people need to be able to see this action taking place. People need to see officers being held accountable. People need to see, more engagement within the community. I think when we showed up, if the police, instead of being ready in riot gear, expecting what happened to other cities to happen to them, if they would have just, you know, once they realized, hey, we're not a violent bunch, you know, if they would have just lowered that and maybe even marched with us, or even took a kneel with us, you know, or something, I think that would have symbolized a lot to the people, and it would have helped pass that message that the mayor was trying to say, and that, you know, some of the other officials were trying to say, in terms of, we are hearing you, we are trying, we are working towards this. I think that would have showed that message more so than standing in a militant ready for problems.
You have drawn a line between your peaceful protest and some of the vandalism or property damage that did happen later.
Correct. Yeah, there's a fine line there. And the problem is when you get these big groups together that all come under one, you know, ideal and one belief, and they want change and they really truly believe it, and they're following you as an influencer, you get people that some would like to call wolves in sheep clothing. And those people hide among the crowd, and they wait. They wait for the opportune time to strike and cause chaos and mayhem, because that's, for them, that's enjoyable. They're not really there for the cause. They're not really there for the movement. They're there for turmoil and their own personal gain. To me, that's criminal. Peaceful protesters, people that are out protesting and not causing any kind of harm to anyone, they're not with the rioters. They're not with the looters. Those guys are not involved with that. And in fact, majority peaceful protesters were only protest during the day, because they know at night is when problems arise.
Is there another protest planned in Akron right now?
There will be another one in Akron. I don't have a date for it yet, though. I want to give the people, you know, in the office some time to go over, you know, what was said, and give them time to reach out to not only just me, but other organizers as well, and other people of the community, and just kind of hear us out. I just want to give them a chance to get something done. Show us that they're actually doing something. And if not, then we'll hold another one. And we'll continuously do this until someone finally steps up to the plate and wants to actually do this and make the change happen.